Thank you. I want to talk tonight about the privilege of working with God. Now, this is not the same concept as working for God as a pastor or evangelist, that type of thing. This is the concept of working with God. And I'd like to direct your attention to 1 Corinthians 3, 5 to 9. The apostle is chastising the Corinthians for coming up with Peter, Paul, different groups, you know. I'm for this team and I'm for that team. I think they had t-shirts made and a bunch of stuff going on. But he says, you got the wrong idea. Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers, servants, by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. You see, if you're a Christian, you should be working with the Lord. I have planted, he was the missionary, got in there, Apollos watered to feed them, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. All the work is not the big deal. It is how it turns out, how God blesses. That's the big deal. Now, he that planteth and he that watereth are one. Same category, see? And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. He's our work buddy. Ye are God's husbandry, tillage. I'm not sure tillage explains anything to me. But in the garden. Yeah, tillage.
Tillage is where you dig up the ground to plant. The tillage is the dirt.
Okay. So husbandry is the whole picture of gardening and so on. Ye are God's building. So changing it from gardening to structure, he says it's God's garden, it's God's building. So the church is not to exalt their pastors or evangelists above their true position. The word minister is Strong's 1249, diaconos, the word often translated deacon. But the word has a special meaning. It's the one who executes the commands of another, especially of a master. It pictures then the minister as the servant of in his activity. This pictures the servant serving. And so the activity for the work, not in his relationship. This is not master-slave looking at that servant. This is the servant who is serving a master. He's working. He's a servant, means he has a master. But this shows him dedicated to the work. So there's no lowliness in diaconos, but it's a clear picture of one serving another. Paul says that he and Apollos are on the same rank, they're servants, by reason of the Lord Jesus Christ's call. He's the master. If there's any yea raw for somebody, it goes to him. What the church had become was then not due to superior work by the pastors and other teachers. You catch that? What the church has become is due to God alone. Only God can be the one who gives life. Like the farmer, you see. He can do all the things that normally produces a product, but counting on God to do it. The servants do the planting, the watering, but God brings up the plant. Different jobs do not make one servant higher than another. They're both just servants. As co-workers, Paul and Apollos and any others, work under God's authority. As a result, the Corinthians are the product of the planting. They are product of their construction, you see. So 1 Corinthians 3:9. And we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, or tillage, and ye are God's building. So we are the laborers, you're the fruit or the structure. Young's literal translation, who wasn't concerned about it being a flowing language, just emphasizing the meaning of the words, "For of God we are fellow workmen. God's tillage, God's building, ye are." So my literal translation is, "For of God we are being co-workers. Of God is cultivated field, of God a building, ye are being." This is how you are existing. So a cultivated field or a building. So we are co-workers, pastor and I, co-workers, but God is the one actually cultivating the field and building the building. A.T. Robertson, the old Greek scholar, "God's fellow workers, God's tilled land, God's building, God is the great architect. We work under him and carry out the plans of the architect." You are in fellowship with the architect if you're building according to his plans, you see. John Calvin said, "While it is peculiarly the work of God to build his temple or cultivate his vineyard, he calls forth ministers to be fellow laborers, by means of whom he alone works." The idea then, as Paul's emphasis, you can't say Paul built the church. You can't say Apollos built the church. You can say God used them to build the church. Matthew Poole, "Though compared with God we are nothing, yet our station is no mean station." Mean meaning lowly or at least average. "God works," Poole says, "as the principal efficient cause. We work with God as his instruments." I have often prayed a prayer that I believe I heard Spurgeon say. He heard a man pray before a service that God would use the preacher like a man might use an axe. Just pick him up and make him a tool in the hand of God. So the axe doesn't decide what he does. The axe, if he had anything to say about it, his job is to be sharp and strong. You see? And I try to do that in the preparation of the message. But my prayer then is in the actual work, I want him to pick me up like a tool and use me in ways I might not have envisioned. Let me close with Matthew Henry. "They are working together with God in promoting the purposes of his glory and the salvation of precious souls. And he who knows their work will take care they do not labor in vain." So I found it a very encouraging concept. It is dismissing the yay raw preacher. Let's see the last picture. There you go. I love you. How about that? So, what a privilege when you think about it. The Apostle Paul called himself doulos, a menial slave of Christ and of God. But here he said, in this actual work of building a church, the people building, getting people saved, educating them in the Word of God, he said, my job is to work with God. Christ said that you are yoked together with him. Wow.